referring the judgment in the extrajudicial case. However, the term action taken in good faith is broad, vague, and subjective. One resource mentions that in the nearly 28 years that the PSA has been enforced in Jammu and Kashmir, which provides immunity and complete bar on criminal, civil, or legal proceedings in Section 22, there has been not been a single prosecution of armed forces personnel granted by the center government, while there has been 1,528 petitions of extrajudicial executions to seek justice for the Supreme Court of India. This situation is sufficient to cast doubt on the fairness of operation of this law. Could you provide any data on the number of sanctions for prosecution that the government of India has accorded and on the compensation granted? How does the state party ensure the restrictive application of granting immunity? What are the more precise criteria to grant immunity? Regarding accountability in disturbed areas, the state party did not list each case mentioning in issue 16, but instead referred a case from Jammu and Kashmir as an example. The state party emphasized the importance of balancing of the twin aims of the maintaining the safety and security of citizens while ensuring the absence of arbitrary actions, which is also mentioned in the opening remarks. However, while the balance between security and human rights can be discussed a bit abstractively, the prohibition of extrajudicial killing is not a matter of balance, but the consequence of balancing as a rule. The committee remains awaiting the state party's response to each case mentioned in issue 16. Additionally, the committee requests clarification on whether the current legal systems are compatible with the covenant. If accountability is questionable, the committee seeks information on potential amendments to counterterrorism laws to ensure compliance. Finally, the Northeast state of Manipur in India has been experiencing severe human rights violations, including alleged acts of sexual violence, extrajudicial killings, home destruction, forced displacement, torture, and ill treatment. The situation has been described as disturbed in a sense, effectively indicate a state of emergency. There are indications that the application of terrorism-related laws and the resulting detainees are unevenly distributed in the region. Which institution is in charge of this situation of Manipur? What measures has the state party taken, and what future actions are planned to address and hold these widespread human rights violations? If available, please provide data on the application of the counterterrorism laws. Thank you for your kind attention. I look forward to receiving your responses.
Muchas gracias.